where he was, what the hell was I going to say?
About a pillbox and the officer sending you back the time?
Yes. Well, that's where we come when I went the second time there. And the Falser was there, mm-hmm. and Clemens, he just said, oh, so he said, you get bullet right and kill him cold, death like that. And he dropped, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, he's gone. Well, we better bury him. So where are you going to bury him? It's along that wall. No, this is, you know, takes him out. So we buried him on the north wall of this place. And I said to this officer, that ring he's got, you know, he just got it from his mom. Well, I went to take it off him. And we sent it back to him. We tried to get it off him, he couldn't. So I said, well, chop it, train it off. Oh, his mother wouldn't. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, he's going to pull out. Stop pulling. I said, yes, because his mother don't see it. Only you're going to see it. Not this, so we buried him.
With the ring strong cement.
about 6 years ago, I was older. And I saw old Colonel Greaves. He's in charge of the, what they have now. Do you know how many men's buried in there?
About 60,000. Are you talking about the War Graves Commission?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's 60,000 never been found yet. Mm-hmm. But he's on the War Graves Commission. He's the kind of representative of the War Graves Commission mm-hmm. in Harris. So one night, we was in there, and I said, Jesus Christ. I went, and I dreamt this night. I dreamt the same fucking thing. I dreamt that I met Clemens that night in my dreams, and I was worried about it the next morning. So I told old Clem, I said, if you got any men and others there, help you out, you don't do your own digging any things. Oh, no, I said, I got half a dozen men. Well, I said, did you see me running around a pillbox yesterday? Yes, up there. Well, I said, I'll tell you where there's a fellow buried. Did you know where it was, Rick? Yes, a fellow named Clemens. Clemens, out of 43rd Battalion. His number was 152 something. Mm-hmm. Pretty close to my number. I'm 152327. And here, so he'll be, his 327 won't be the same, but he'll be pretty close there. Jesus said, thanks, friend. I said, I told him about having the eye with the officer if I cut his finger off. Did you get that? I was back in Canada, about a month, I guess, when I got a letter from Nook. He said, thanks, Fred, for clearing that whole thing up. He said, the guy was playing right where you said mm-hmm. he was. And also the ring was still on him, which we sent back to his mother and father, which they weren't alive at that time. Then we got some relative and sent it back to him. Yeah. Well, we went in the second time, and then we come out there again. We didn't. We had a bunch of 16th Battalion men, old 43rd men, who'd been wounded and gone to the 16th base hospital. And they thought they'd have a change of regiment, so they'd come to dwell on. Like we used to. They were there. I remember them talking. Someone from 1915 had been wounded then and had been in the hospital since and got picked up. They thought, you know, well, I said, you know, you bastard, you come out here for 5 minutes, you get wounded, you go in and spend all your bloody time in London, and you leave us bastards out here to hold where you fought. And how long you been here? Well, I've been about 2 years now. Well, oh, Christ, yeah, I'm the sole survivor of the assault, you want to know, of this bloody platoon. Yes. Anyway, that's the way we used to carry on. When we come out of there, we went to, I never remember this town where we went out for rest. I knew the name of it a long time ago.
But you were into the capture of Passchendaele village itself? You were right in the end?
No. That was the 4th Division took Passchendaele village.
Okay, so you weren't there at the end. You were pulled out before that?
Yeah, that's right. That was what they pulled. They got that in the end of September. 4th Division did.
November.
Yeah, November. The 72nd would be there. Mm. No, we was pulled out. We took this goddamn village and went there. And one day we went for a bath. Yeah, went for a bath one day. And when we got this bath, I had my wash. Because I used to get lots of washing in there. Apart from the botanical. So I got my wash. And I started prowling around, and I got into the basement of the... I thought it was a barn, but it was a big warehouse thing. With a retail farm. Went in the basement, and the barrels was all sitting on the floor there. I could see everything. The little window that I'd slid in. I used to be now a good kid then. I see a guy looking in there and think it was Jock Walker. I said, "Hey, Jock, that you can't." I said, "Yeah. What the hell are you doing there?" I said, "Christ, they're here, you swimming. Come on down." He couldn't get in the body, man. Well, can you find anything? They went out, he got an ammo piss pot. All bent and dinged, you know, and the ammo was off it. He washed it out from the body dick and washed it up in the puddle, washed it up. Give it a wash out, be a friend, and wash it out. Some beer and so that. Yeah, you sit there and we had, and geez, another guy come on. Put that in there. Because he caught old Jock, he couldn't say no again, but he pissed part of it. And here the other guy, the first thing you know, I had all the old times in the big company was in there, around this place. And I was the only one in there. But, and I go, so anyway, I got out of there when the outfit. And move and go back to Blitz. And I was pretty well swagged. And I just got in there, and there was a pay officer was in there. We're going to give myself pay. And we lined up, alphabetical order. When I gets up, he wouldn't give me.
Why not?
They'd voted on conscription in Canada, and I'd been passed in Canada in July. What the hell was they giving, asking us to vote for in October, November?
You were voting on the issue of conscription?
Be December, yeah. Was we voting for conscription?
Which had already passed.
That's right, they'd passed in this country.
Well, what was the point of that?
Well, I don't know, so anyway, I said, no. I don't sign anything. He said, "You can get paid until you do." I said, "That's fact." And so old Dick Richards, Captain Richards, he had his argument. "What's the matter, Craven?" "I can't get my money." So he come over. said, why? And then they went one out of here. Yeah, Craig, you get your money. What he was arguing, I think he was telling this pastor, if he signed that, I wouldn't sign it because I was underage.
Mm-hmm.
He signed that.
You couldn't vote, could you, because you were under 21?
Yeah. I wouldn't get anything. And I would have asked him to put me out of the bloody place. I don't want any. I can't get paid for it, you know. So anyway, I got my pay. And while I was in there was a sergeant. They dropped blown a whole big... They brought the 79th from Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
All the NCOs and everything had come through. They got in there. They was in England. They split them up, put them in outfit.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was a corporal. And I was pretty well done, you know. I listened to him telling about, talking about it. Ah, they should be coming by. So I said to him, you're a brave bastard, aren't you? You're a couple, you know. And he, what's the matter with you? And he just said, keep quiet and sit down and I'll tell you something. What the hell do you bring them guys if they don't want to come? Well, I said, it took you a hell of a long time to make up your bloody mind. Now, the war's been long for you. This was then, about 2-3 years. It took you long enough to get here, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shut it up. And he told me, I said, to hell, I'm telling you the same the bloody truth. We was about it. So Chuck was there, he did come over. He said, ah, Fred, come on, don't argue with the bastards. So anyway, no, I won't argue with him. But I'll remember this guy's name was... I found out that he was a school teacher away from the prairie. And anyway, we got this argument going, and then we washed it up. And he should have had him up, bloody, but he didn't know what the M.M. ribbon stood for. He's wearing...
The campaign ribbons?
Yeah. No, it was for...
The medals?
Yeah, the decoration, M.M.
You had won the MM where?
Yeah, I had that ribbon on me, you know.
But where had you won your MM?
Eh?
Where had you won the military medal?
Oh, Vimy.
At Vimy.
He didn't know what it was. Anyway, we went up the line that time. By God, old Heine didn't come over on us on a raid.
Mm-hmm.
When is a raid on us scouts? We never waited for any orders at all. We used to go over. When he pulled out, we used to go follow him right in his trench, you know. When he got in the trenches, we were right there, on top of him, you know. It's like that. It was a good way, too. But I was dangling down the bloody trench to get something, I guess. One or two of them followed. And I see a fella in the corner of the bay. He's down in the corner. And what the hell's the matter with you? Oh, it's you, Clayton. Oh, Jesus Christ, I know what I was going on like this. And he, you know, whiz bang. Oh, I said, come on, man. Bullshit. And I beat down, I got my man, we went over together. And anyway, I never saw McMeekin was his name, McMeekin. Never saw him again, who was out of the line. And I went into the pub that night in the Stanley. And by Christ, I couldn't buy a beer. I couldn't even buy anything here. Flooded the table with beer. I said, yes, you didn't know what the hell you was talking about when you was four. I said, I've had a long time here, fed up with it. No goddamn works. And I said, you think wearing them bloody stripes it gives you love? When it comes to talking to me, it don't mean a bloody thing to me. I said, I could have been higher than you. Is that right? Yes, I said, goddamn right. You can ask anybody, ask Jock. So anyway, that was the way it was. So we was there, and then we went back to
Vimy or Ypres.
Vimy.
Are we talking about early 1918?
Nope. Yeah, we were talking about January 18. No, by God, it wasn't January. It was December 18.
Mm-hmm. Where did
December 17th.
So you spent Christmas back at Vimy.
We was on Lens.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well say it was Vimy.
It was in the Vimy area.
Yeah, it's Vimy area.
How was this Christmas in comparison to the last? Because you had had bad rations, bully beef, and heart attack.
That's right. We didn't have any better this time. Didn't have anything better this time.
Was it an active area, or was there a lot of fighting going on?
No, it was a kind of what we call a peaceful area. No, it was pretty quiet.
Was it cold?
I tell you, the first night I was out in No Man's Land, I fell down a bloody dugout. Dark, in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Christ, it stunk in there. It stunk like that. So I struck a match, and Christ, there was Heinies and our fellows piled in there. They must have had aloes. So I went to come in. I reported this to the OC. I said, "Hey, bloody pain is fighting there." He said, "Was it?" Yeah, I said, "Christ, there's 30 guys with a dozen." And, I said, "That one, no, that one, everyone." What I found out is where the 29th Battalion had gone over when the Hill 70 scrap was on. They'd gone over, and they met old Heine right in the middle of No Man's Land. And they just fought it out right there.
The bayonets, hand-to-hand combat.
And all the bloody hell of Christ. It was a hell of a mess up. I've never met a 29th fellow that was in that scrap. But I remember meeting one guy who he'd got a bomb-proof job on the washing machine, the laundry. And he told me, at that time, they used to argue about a bayonet. What the hell good was a bayonet to a tribe? You know, no. The doctors was foolish. They never went up the line, and they finally said a bayonet was no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get rid of a bloody bayonet, you know, you're mostly not alive anymore.
It's a pretty savage way to fight, isn't it?
That's right, you're finished. This little wound here, I got that.
It's quite a scar on your left arm there, quite a long one. Did you get that in action, or was that in training?
No, that was a bayonet wound.
Where?
Eh?
Where'd you get it?
At Emmons.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Anyway, we're at that bloody place.
You were at Lens for how long?
We was there about three trips.
Mm-hmm.
Three trips, and we come out of there, and we went down the Vimy.
Mm-hmm.
It was only a matter of a mile, a couple of miles. Went down to there, and we went into Avion. Avion, and
this would be in 1918, won't it?
But January. It was January 1918. But when we had Christmas, you see, we, being a Scotch outfit, they thought we would, had no use for Christmas, which we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But Hogmanay, Hogmanay was when you really put one on.
Mm-hmm.
Hogmanay. You know that?
Yeah. It's Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scottish New Year. And that's where we, one of the fellows, he got $50 from the airport, one of the scout section.
Mm-hmm.
Got $50. We just got, and this family where we was in the attic, there was no beds, it was just a floor attic, that was where we had our bivvy, our scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little boy and a girl, this couple, there, so, yeah, they'd take it. We used to give them our money, you know, they'd take this bucket of it, the basket, they'd go down the Stanley and get it, come up the back way.
Mm-hmm.
And we was in it, we were drunk as a brain. 3 days, I think, we was there. 3 days we was in there. Drunk as hell all the time. And slept. I don't remember eating. But they did say they had a pretty good time there. But I don't know. I know nothing about it.
Can't remember?
No, no. They said they had a pretty good time there. But that's what it was. In the line, we never got anything for Christmas now. No.
Did they ever send, did the government ever send you a little packages with cigarettes in, maybe a little bit of chocolate?
Yep. Oh, you mean on rations? On the rations?
Well, I mean a special sort of Christmas gift.
No.
Like they did the first troops in 1914. Remember that tin you showed me?
Well that was a gift from a
the
private
queen.
Person.
Oh, I see. But the government would not do something special?
No, they would. They know this. But we used to get a ration. Of tobacco and the rations. Trumpeter, Swan, some of the kind of blade cigarettes used to make. Oh, it was a horseshit. I used to smoke a pipe, and I smoked a pipe, no?
Mm-hmm.
I used to smoke, I've smoked since I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, I used to get a pipe. They always had lots of pipe tobacco. No. That's it, well. We went up to Avium, and the company commander said to me, "Oh, Charlton, he'd come back. He'd got wounded at Passchendaele, but he'd come back." And, "Oh, are you still here? I'm still here?" Yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you something. Yeah, we were in O'Shea at the time. This was the time when we were right when I was telling him, and he said, "Well, where's your man?" Oh, I said, I've got a map reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, when he got here, he said, go down that way. And there's a big door there, going into a farmhouse, right there, a big door, and a little one here. He said, when are you going to take a look inside, honey. So I said, oh, geez, you had a black eye. This is when Jocker hit me in the body. Come out this. And but the old mage, he never said a goddamn word, you know, new said a word. He said, how you doing, you know. Well, you have a look in there when you go by. So I went down, I opened this bloody door, this, and I opened it, it ran into a midden, you know, the midden, the old pharmacist, ran the circle, see. They get the farmhouse there and the old sheds around the gate. In the middle, there's this midden. It's a place where they put all the shit in the place.
The compost.
The compost. It had the water on it, you know, the rain on it. And a little wall about that high around, you know. Here's Sonny, laying on the middle of this pile of shit. Burner, stretched out. And somebody got a bundle of days and put him in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He was laying there. No, I mean, a bundle of bloody... what the hell do you call them things? Peddler beds. What do you call them flowers?
Roses?
No.
Daisies?
No. The yellow ones.
Daffodils? I'm not very green.
Have you seen when they come in?
Mm-hmm. The yellow flowers.
Yeah.
Daisies, daffodils.
They're a weed.
Oh, weed. You mean yellow things with a green center. I know what you mean.
I don't know what the hell it is. We call them fiddler beds. And we used to, didn't we? Anyway, here he is. With his bloody things. Okay. That was a long way to me. He told me I was lying by telling me he could. I knew where the fellas were going to be playing somebody, or supposed to be. But, anyway, I stayed there. I got in touch. I got in touch with the goddamn cops, red caps. This is where the red cap pinched me in. And then the sergeant of the guard said I wasn't, drunk. And the old company commander, old Jack Werner, was there before Charlie come back, yeah. Because he said, will you take my punishment claim? Oh, yes, I said, sure. And, Well, he said, consider yourself balled out, he said. Don't you do it again. You're a little bit old. I just saw him go away with him. And that night, this bloody Irish family, he was going to have me shot. Your age cutting out around that company. They couldn't believe it. No, they said, we can't have him up again because the company commanders, you should have had your complaint in before. Well, bastard, he was well. That bastard used to live with a better murder, you guys. Yeah, well, now when we went in there.
Okay, before you go in there, let me just stop the tape and turn it over. Get near the end.
Yeah.